We sit here, Hawkeye. I told you.
Well, that's a little news, by the way, from Garth Brooks and Dunn, according to Dan, the country music aficionado.
Hey, I did not claim to host Country Saturday.
By the way, Jake.
Neither did I.
But I will.
I so like the moniker Country Saturday. I actually went to our boss and said we should reprogram our whole station on Saturday, just call it Country Saturday for people who sit around their pool and listen to country music. Because I thought, man, that's a great bit. Yeah.
Well, perhaps you should go do an hour. Positive comes out of this. I'm glad that you're the one getting to get it, Hawkeye.
You should DJ an hour over there.
You should die.
Why is he mad? I just don't get it.
This is so stupid. This is our bit.
I really thought something that is one little statement.
And yeah, run it into the ground.
I guess I thought I thought we did radio, but
I guess I don't.
I guess we were doing the Harold Tom show here. Okay, so let's see. Hawkeye is in
here. There's a reason he wants to kill himself, too.
Hawkeye is amazed at our wiring. He wanted the wire for a little audio for the quiz. And he's got the one that's cut off, and I told him how Jake actually bought these. And had our engineer install it because he was complaining they don't have one in his studio.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Amazon can hook you up.
How about buy your own? Yeah. That's what Jake does.
Fairly cheap.
All right, so.
Hello?
I've misplaced my script. Okay, I'm just trying to get everything straight. Are we straight, Mino? Are we set?
We are.
Are we ready for this? Because I have an intro, and I will play it right here. As we prepare you for this big game. And now, the Bob and Dan radio program presents the Crazy Country Quiz Extravaganza, where the man who once wore boots and a cowboy hat to his mom's wedding gets the opportunity to grow and expand his country brand by showing off his vast encyclopedic catalog of country music knowledge. Here to deliver the quiz, it's Texas Radio Hall of Famer, and the man with the most natural hair of any country music DJ at Cumulus Radio.
What is that?
He has only one name. It's Hawkeye. Do you guys play this song?
No, we do not play this song.
This is one of the top country songs that I know.
Yeah, that and the theme song to Hee Haw.
Can you name this movie?
What is this? Raising Arizona? Is that what this is from?
All right, there you go.
All right. All right, so I've devised 10 questions here, and I guess it's going to be, originally I just was going to ask Jake, and I thought Jake would probably get at least 8 of 10 of these, okay? But we're going to go Bob against Jake.
Bob against Jake, and
Like I'm the control group?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
As someone who's never hit play on a country song one time of my own doing.
So we have to buzz in. So Bob, if indeed you know the answer, just say F.
Okay.
And Jake, if you know the answer, you'll say you.
Okay.
So let's practice. You ready? When I point at you, say your buzzword.
F. You, Dan.
Well, there you go.
Buzzers work.
And if we get a correct answer, Mino, what will we hear? Oh, okay. The old spit into the spittoon.
Okay.
and the wrong answer? Okay. There we go. All right. Are we ready?
This is a...
They start out easy, they get a little harder as we go, okay?
Hey, you're the quiz master.
All right, here we go. Question number one. According to George Strait, all of these live in Texas. That's why he hangs...
I don't even care.
Whoa!
You don't care!
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bob.
I believe my exes.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, that is right. Bob, wow, for the lead. Wow. A man from the carpeted high school gym takes the lead.
I might just kick an onside right here and see if I can finish this thing out.
All right. Here we go. Question number two. Way down yonder on this river, Alan.
Jake. Chattahoochee.
You are correct, Jake. Yes.
Wow. Boy, he said it, but he didn't want to say it.
All right. Here we go. Question three.
I don't think you would have got that one. What was the question?
Way down yonder on this river, Alan Jackson says it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. Would you have known that, Bob?
So you knew that after river.
Of course.
I've definitely heard the song.
Living in a little bad love.
But yeah. I don't think I would have. What's the actual correct answer?
The Chattahoochee.
I would have said.
Chattahoochee.
The Chattahoochee River in Tennessee.
Is that a real river?
Oh, my God.
See? That's a man who doesn't know how much that muddy water means to me.
See?
You're probably
See,
doing
okay,
an
now
answer
he's for... playing. Now he's playing. So, no. honestly, living here, you do hear enough of the songs that maybe...
That's all I was saying.
I knew the answer.
No, you said,
first place.
You said 4 or 5 hours every Saturday. That's like 10,000 hours.
I didn't say every Saturday.
Like, you've done the Malcolm Gladwell 10,000-hour thing.
You know what? I bet you this is probably when Jake grew up, his parents were probably, as they were taking him to school when he was a kid, his parents were probably listening to country music on the way to school.
Every day. Young Country was the...
Yeah, we put them out of business.
So my kids will someday be on the radio, and they'll be her co-host will be like, you do not know that much Kanye, because she'll listen to a lot of Kanye with me.
You let your kids listen to Kanye on the way to school?
Come on.
Jeez,
edited.
Bro.
Look, I don't need you.
It's edited. All right, it's 1-1. I haven't lost yet.
Okay, here we go. All right. According to the Diamond Rio song, you start walking your way, I'll start walking mine. Okay. Where will they meet? Jake.
Start walking your way, I'll start walking mine. We'll meet in the middle at that old Georgia line. Is it Georgia line? Or is it Georgia?
You actually meet in the middle is the question, the answer, so you got that right. That's the bonus. Under what kind of tree do they meet?
You start walking your way, I'll start walking mine. We'll meet in the middle at that old Georgia line. We gained a lot of ground.
No, you already passed
Georgia
it.
Georgia Pine.
Oh, that's right. Georgia Julie for the save. There Georgia Pine.
Georgia
Pine.
I think for some reason I was thought
Julie,
was
I at least
line,
get a chance
like,
to steal.
You thought it was line? What an idiot. It's pine, dude.
Yeah, that doesn't make
I would
Georgia
never
line
got
makes
that
no
one
sense.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Right, there are no Georgia lines.
According to Travis Tritt, here's a quarter. What are you supposed to do with it? Here's a quarter.
Stick it where the sun don't shine.
No.
Boy, that was my guess, too.
No. Here's a quarter.
Call.
F.
Well, you almost got it there.
I know it's a... I don't recall.
Call
go
someone...
Ahead, Bob.
Call someone who cares?
Yes, you are correct.
Call Saul.
I don't think that really should count.
Okay.
But.
I was going to try to get the jukebox going, so I was just trying to make an educated guess, and it was wrong.
Oh. Hey, can you hand over
Did
the
Did you know that one, Julie?
Yes,
Let's
I knew
let
that
Julie
one.
Steal
Julie
steal
for the save.
Because she okay. She claimed...
Julie for the save.
She actually claimed to know more
Jake.
Country music than Jake, so maybe she should host that hour.
All right, can I use the mini plug here for an upcoming
I'm sorry.
Question here? Yeah, let's see if we can get that over
Jake,
here.
Did you buy another one?
quite.
There you go.
There we go. All right. All right, according to this classic...
Does Amazon have delivered during segment?
According to this classic Tim McGraw song, fill in the next line, I like it, I love it. Yes.
I want some more of it.
Yeah, are you reading something there, Bob? You look like
no.
on your screen.
Wow,
no,
he
I'm
got
not.
Excited I, there. Okay. He's probably reading Twitter.
Yeah,
Nashville
look,
Predators goal song. That's why
Bob
knows
great.
It.
Oh, okay.
Is that why I
yes,
do
that's okay. why you know it.
Is that what it is? All right.
So wait, the score right now.
It's 2-2.
I have Jake with 3.
I think I gave back the point.
He
on
did
the
give
other
back
one.
A point, though. So
yeah, I
have to count
back
that
in.
One.
Okay. This was Brooks and Dunn's very first hit. I'll play the first part of it. You tell me what song this is, okay?
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born
so this
to
is
love
a hit?
Again.
I'm a brand new man, right?
Yep, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So that's a hit?
That
like
was
people
a very...
liked it?
So what's the question?
What was the name of Fill in the Line? I stopped
okay.
it. He filled it in. Okay. Brand new man, yes. Yeah.
Such
yeah.
a jam.
Isn't that a great song?
Such a jam.
Isn't that a good song? Yeah,
how have I... I've never heard one note of that song.
Are you
I
serious?
Swear at the time, and this may not be true, but I was told that this was like the best-selling music in the country at the time.
Well, you know...
Like, that it was the top charting music
in
at
what
the time.
Tree?
In the 90s, KSCS
right.
had an 11.8 share.
Really?
Yeah. That's how... yeah. Until Young Country signed on and they took like half of our audience. So we had to put them out of business.
Oh, wow.
Had a baby.
Yeah.
Had a baby.
All right.
Loves mentioning that.
Up high,
I sure do. I sure do. All right. According to Kenny Chesney, she thinks this machine is sexy.
Jake.
Yes.
Tractor.
You are correct.
But I will
sir.
Tell you, that is way after I was out of the game.
Was it?
What year do you think that was? 99 or something
yeah,
like that?
Probably yeah, probably by then. Yeah.
Was,
yeah.
That
yeah.
one doesn't fall under the umbrella.
I was going to go with jet ski, but okay.
It would work.
All right. The Thunder Rolls and the Dance were big hits for this Oklahoma State University. Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Easy question there. Yes, of course. Oklahoma State graduate.
Come on.
Yeah, duh.
Bonus point. He was there on a
from
track
Brooks
scholarship. What was his event? Anybody know?
That's a wait, bonus. Say that again?
He was there on Oklahoma State University on a track scholarship. What was his event?
Garth Brooks was?
Yeah.
Bottoming
yeah.
out?
No.
F.
Oh.
What would a...
He seems like a discus guy.
Close.
Baseball.
Close.
The
track scholarship.
Sorry, you said track.
No.
Well, it couldn't be shot put.
Javelin.
Oh, javelin.
He's
dang it.
Javelin, yeah.
Like Lamar.
Yeah.
Like Lamar. Go on.
All right, here we go. Two more questions here. According to Toby Keith, he should have been this.
F. Yeah.
Yes.
certainly a cowboy.
You are correct. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, Jake is fake.
Yeah.
Look how
Jake
Bob knows.
Jake is routing
Jake doesn't know anything about country music.
All right, last question here. Though Jake's got the lead, it's unsurmountable at this point. But according to Dina Carter, only had one hit in the 90s. Her first taste of love, Oh Bittersweet, Green on the Vine, like what kind of wine?
I'm going to guess fine or something, but I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it.
What, those intricate country lyrics?
Just guess something. For Pete's sake, Julie, just hold on.
I've never heard of Dina Carter.
I bet you know this song, though. I bet when you say it, I know this song.
Oh, so you've never heard of Dina Carter?
They're wanting a kind of wine.
Yeah.
Is that a chicken?
Give me, since it's country, white wine.
No, not
Boone's Farm.
Julie, would you like to go for
box?
The
strawberry wine?
Yes, strawberry wine is correct.
A box of wine.
strawberry wine. Yes,
we'll accept that as well.
So Julie actually got two.
Julie did get two, but Jake got five. So
yeah, I've never heard this.
You know, wait, because
this is like, you can't party to this. This is a slow song.
This is not a party song.
That's not a country Saturday song.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is more like a country Sunday morning song.
Yeah. We don't do that.
No.
We don't hang over in the... All right, so officially... Or I should say unofficially.
You know, guys, before you count up those points,
uh-huh.
I would like to concede to Jake.
Thank you, Bob. That's quite a tough spot.
I don't want this to go to the cards. He's the better man here. He's clearly the cowboy in the room.
Unofficially,
I hate you so much.
Unofficially, Jake had five, Bob with three, Julie with two. However,
in your face, Julie.
Officially, hey. Jake got every answer wrong. He did not buzz in with a U. He just said Jake each time.
But this is the country where we don't really follow the rules. We just kind of go by how it feels.
Yeah! Oh, really? little commentary.
Yeah, we got it all today.
Nice.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Julie, by the way, would you have gotten 10 out of 10?
Yeah, I would have aced that.
There you go.
Why are you now shying away from this, Jake, where Julie is now embracing this?
I'm not shying away from anything.
Julie wants her title shot next Friday.
I'm stuck in the 90s
Take it.
Country music. Like,
please,
Jake's
God.
So next Friday,
Julie versus Jake.
No,
only
no,
one leaves town.
We're a team. What was that? Who said that? That was mean. Whoever said that.
As the winner, Jake, I have a gift certificate for Cavender's Boot City for you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Is that the one?
Just put it on your punch card.
Is that the one where he reveals he has cuties in his Cadillac?
No, that's Western Warehouse. Oh, okay. But it's also awesome. That is also equally awesome, by the way.
If you would have asked what you're supposed to keep in your Cadillac, the answer is cuties, of course.
I've heard of like one country music song, and I was surprised it wasn't in there because I thought it would be real mainstream. Uh-huh. Red Solo Cup. Why wasn't this a part of the...
That was way after the 90s, number one. That was kind of more of a novelty.
You've never heard of Red Solo Cup?
Yeah. I have not.
Yeah. Wow.
That came out like 2012 or 13.
I'm more of a new country guy.
Yeah, I could tell, Dan. I could tell.
So you would never allow that song on the Country Saturdays?
Red Solo Cup.
We have to laugh a little bit at that one.
I'll fill you up.
Yeah, let's
listen to it. Now, Red Solo
Cup is the best receptacle. Good music here, by the way.
You're going to love this, Jake. Festivals, and you, sir, do not have a
pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. We didn't play the testicle version, by the way, at KSCS.
I've often walked up to Mishrod in the break room being like, listening to Red Solo Cup today.
That's your line. Red
Solo Cup. And she totally related to you. Well, Jake, take this title right into Country Saturday tomorrow. Congratulations.
Red Solo Cup.
Thanks, Bob.
You know what? I'm using this tomorrow.
All right. On your Country Saturday?
Yeah, I'm having Country Saturday. Is tomorrow Saturday?
Yeah.
Hawkeye.
Thank you, Hawkeye.
Thanks for helping us sort this out.
Always a pleasure,
I think you've helped the show heal. Brought us all together.
I think I've torn you more apart than before.
Not possible.
I think I picked at a wound.
Under the umbrella of...
I'll just say this, Jake. I was invited here. This was not my normal appearance where I just bust onto the show.
You're fine.
I was invited here.
We never know.
Hey, who said that? That was mean. All right. Thank you, Hawkeye. I love you.